Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Now, you've heard me talking from time to time about how the liberal left of our society is destroying this nation from within. Numerous modern-day men of God have discussed the spiritual repercussions of the immoral laws being pushed on Americans today. These laws were designed to do one thing: destroy our Judeo-Christian heritage. With the foundations of this nation destroyed, it makes it easier for the evil one to confuse the minds of the next generation. And then the next one after that, it gets even easier. And the next one after that, until finally all memory of what once was is gone. And we see that happening in America right now. It's not just happening in the churches of America. It's happening in the very foundation that our founding fathers established to keep this nation free. The checks and balances that formed our republic have been destroyed right before our very eyes, and it seems nobody notices or even cares. My guest today has released a book that details this spiritual battle being played out in front of our eyes on the daily news, and it's being accomplished by the evil powers that be in Washington, D.C. It's happening with the full cooperation of what was once considered the watchdogs over Washington politics, the media. Richard Ferguson's book is titled Christians Alert, Democrats Are Attacking Our Country, What Can We Do About It? This book details the radical left Democrat Party and how they are banding together with the liberal media to attack and destroy the very fabric, the foundations of our beloved republic. Richard Ferguson started life in rough neighborhoods and a very rough childhood, but his first of many, many godly experiences occurred over 30 years ago while flying over the Pacific Ocean. Ever since then, he's been on a spiritual journey seeking God's truth of creation. As a result, he took studies which resulted in academic degrees in chemistry, physics, philosophy, master's degrees in business, theology, and pastoral ministry. Additionally, he's had scientific background and also worked with NASA in their planetary branch studying extraterrestrial phenomena. Help me welcome to the program, Richard Ferguson. Richard, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the program today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and boy, I have to say I'm excited to be here.
Hey, man, after looking at this book and seeing everything that's happening, breaking news like constantly throughout the day, I can hardly wait to get into this conversation. This is going to be one that goes down the record books, I'm telling you right now. But Richard, the first question I always start off with is, other than that short bio I just read, tell us in your own words, who is Richard Ferguson?
Well, I'm a child of God, plain and simple. Yes, I have a lot of credentials and things like that, but if it wasn't for God, I'd have nothing.
Amen.
It's really pretty much that simple. And so throughout my life, at age 25, I did have an epiphany-type experience in a jet above the Pacific Ocean. And I've had many divine mystical experiences since then that mm-hmm. have guided me throughout my life. And there's this inner guidance that I know is godly that talks to me every day of my life, and I know what to do and I know what to avoid. And I am testimony that God is real, God exists, God loves every one of us, no matter if we feel it or not.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I love hearing people's testimonies and stuff about this. So I have to ask, what happened over the Pacific Ocean that changed your direction in life from what you were doing to one seeking God's truth?
I will try to say this without breaking out into tears too much. Mm-hmm. It's that powerful.
Yeah.
I was sitting on a flight from Tokyo to San Francisco, and it was back in the days when DC-8s were flown, and I'm a pilot. I groove on that sort of stuff. But in any event, I was just minding my own business, listening to the the music of the radio and on the jet, that is. And a certain song was playing. And believe it or not, I remember the song. It was Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way.
Amen.
And looking at the ocean below. And there was not that many people on the airplane for some reasons. It was daylight, crystal clear blue sky with the ocean below. And then all of a sudden, something started to form above the aisle to my right. I was in a window seat. There was nobody to my left, to my right, rather. But there was this golden globe of just pure golden shining energy emitting, I don't know how to describe it, frankly. Words fail at this point. Yeah. But what happened then was it said to me, God loves you.
Amen.
That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all. Amen. That was enough. That was enough. And that has lasted me my whole life.
Amen.
It's just unbelievable. And ever since then, I have had hundreds of other mystical experiences like that. Mm-hmm. And I just feel so blessed that I have to give all the credit to God, not me.
Yeah, amen, amen. Now, you've also put together, as we mentioned, a very impressive resume along the way. What was it like working for NASA, and how did that help you in seeking God's truth?
Oh, well, very good question. I view physical reality as the painting, and God is the painter. Mm. And you can learn a lot about the painter by looking at the paintings.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much, from a scientific perspective, I learned how to think properly, how to understand objective reality properly, how not to fall into logical traps of thinking that so many people do. I understand the value of objective evidence, for example, things of that nature. And when you deal in life in this physical realm that we're in temporarily, you need these types of skills in order to avoid the traps that the Democrat Party is foisting upon the rest of us that don't have the kind of education that I was able to attain mm-hmm. along the way that God wanted me to go. So I was able to gain not only an understanding of the universe, but understand God and the way in which he has set forth certain laws that are immutable. You can't defy the law of gravity. You
right.
can try, but it doesn't work.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. So his laws have been set in place for reasons that are ultimately for our benefit, our experience, and our learning. And that is really why we are here today in this physical realm. And in order to use these laws for the benefit of ourselves and the benefit of others, has allowed me to use them better, frankly, if I understand these laws through chemistry, through physics, through all the math, like the calculus that I understand, things of that nature.
Yeah, amen. I'm a private pilot myself, and I remember one of the training sessions I was in, like getting my license, when they were talking about, you know, lift and drag and gravity. And, you know, gravity is going to be there. Now, you can use lift and thrust to help overcome gravity, but if that engine shuts off, gravity takes over real fast.
You know? Yes, it does.
It doesn't go anywhere. It's still there. Matter of fact, lift and thrust and all that is part. It uses gravity to your advantage. I mean, you dealing with NASA, you know about satellites and all that stuff. These satellites are basically using the gravity of the Earth to stay in orbit. You know, so.
Well, they're continually falling toward the Earth. It's just that the Earth is curving away at the same rate that they're falling.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, amen. So, yeah, the immutable laws of God. Amen. So let's shift gears now to your book, Christians Alert. What sparked you into writing this book?
Like many other things in my life, it was a calling. I just had the sense bubbling up within me continually that things were not going right in our country at all. I started to become more politically aware when I was in my 30s, and it's a government secret how long ago that was, but it's been quite a while, frankly. But in any event, I just noticed how things kept changing for the worse in our country, where things like Margaret Sanger came on the scene in the 60s, Madeleine O'Hare Murphy with her atheism came on the scene, and things of that nature. And I remember when the Democrat Party, with people like Everett Dirksen, they would get together with the Republicans, and they would actually talk and negotiate for the betterment of the American people. I mean, I remember this stuff.
Yeah.
And but now it's, you know, they're shooting slings and arrows at each other constantly. They don't talk anymore. And it's just been degraded constantly, constantly, constantly. And so I really prayed hard. I meditated a lot. I thought, what is going on? And this went on for a period of maybe after I wrote my fourth book, which is called The Divine Resting on My Shoulder, the book before Christians Alert, I probably spent a good year and a half before I started to write Christians Alert. And the idea was simply to expose what I was concerned about and what I observed in this country. And it took me a year of research, and I want to make sure whoever read the book would really understand the foundational elements, the root causes behind what we see in the headlines. The headlines are basically nothing more than a paint job.
Yeah.
We have to look beneath the paint job and understand what is supporting all this stuff, what's causing all this stuff. And fundamentally, what I found was that you've got a certain event, but then underneath that event is the psychology of the people involved in the political event. But then underneath that is the spirituality.
Yep.
And that is something that people don't really address, are not even aware of or talk about. But there are deep connections between the root spirituality, which manifests within the psychology, which then in turn manifests into actions, words, thoughts, and deeds in physical reality.
Yeah, amen.
So that's what Christians Alert is all about, is, hey, here's the foundational elements of our country. Here's the foundational elements of how God created the universe and how God created this reality we're in. And this is how we are violating that. And this is why things are the way they are today.
Yep.
That was the purpose of the book.
Yeah, amen. Now, in your book, you also share how, in your opinion, the media is in league with the Democrat Party. Can you explain how that relationship is working?
Yeah, they are brothers and sisters in the common cause of spreading Satan's delight.
Mm.
Is probably the best way to put it. For example, what's his name? Jeff Zucker, who owns CNN. It's just come out recently in the last couple of weeks, but this is something we already know, but it came out more formally recently that there are memos within CNN instructing all the on-air people and also the people that support, that write the stories and everything, that you must, you know, keep attacking Donald Trump, keep the impeachment story alive, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so one man, which amazes me, one man is having a terrible, terrible, but deep influence on American politics, just like Madeleine O'Hare Murphy did back in the 60s with atheism, just like Margaret Sanger did with abortion. I mean, one singular person, whether it be Hitler, Pol Pot, Mussolini, you name it, it seems like there's a singular person that is a focal point that then magnifies their effect through the mindless thoughts of other people that are connected to that individual.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wanted to expose all that.
Amen. Amen. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, so to speak, and all of the impeachable offenses that the Democrats have accused President Trump about. I mean, you know, first it was, you know, he asked the Russians for help in the 2016 election, and Mueller report basically said nothing there. So then they went colluding with the Russians to cover up election interference, and that went nowhere. And now it's the Ukrainian phone call with the president. Now, it seems like as soon as you disprove one thing, they resurrect something else to try and talk about.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? Well, I'll tell you, that really speaks to the fact that the Democrats are fully aware of the fact that they have no possibility of winning the 2020 election on a fair and square basis. Because look at the situation. We have a great economy right now. I mean, unemployment is as low as it's ever been. And one of the very happy statistics is that unemployment among minorities is as best as it's ever been in the history of our country. Things like that. GDP has never been higher. You know, on and on and on, the happy list goes. Yeah. And it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. I mean, why would anybody not vote for the guy that made all that possible? It's my belief, for example, that were Hillary Clinton, if Hillary Clinton was president today, we'd be at war with North Korea right now.
Yeah.
That's my own personal feeling.
As well.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been an absolute mess. And they realize they have no evidence, but if you throw up enough fog, if you throw up enough confusion, which, by the way, I was in Army ROTC for several years, and one of the military's principles of war against an enemy is confusion, fog. And, just those two items alone are really a key factor in going to war against an enemy. And that's what the Democrats are using, confusion and fog, hoaxes, all that kind of thing. Those are war tactics. Yep. And notice the language that the Democrats use. They like Hillary always talks about, I'm fighting for you. Mm-hmm. I'm always wondering, who are you fighting?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Go ahead.
Okay, so talking about Hillary, let's talk about some of the things that the Democrats seem like they have absolutely no interest in looking into. I mean, the first one that pops to my mind is the Hillary and Obama Benghazi cover-up. I mean, they killed that one, like, right off the bat. Matter of fact, I'm not positive, but I'm thinking that the person who made that quote-unquote video that they locked up and put in prison, he may still be in jail. I don't know.
I don't know either. I know what you mean. Well, look at Uranium One.
Oh, yeah.
That's another beauty.
Yeah, and Bill Clinton received that big payoff right after that deal got approved.
I know, $145 million right into the Clinton Foundation about a month or two after the Russians got legal access to 20% of the uranium reserves of our country. Yep. Now, if that isn't treason, I don't know what is.
But yet, there's no investigation to look into this. It's like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. And this is why, in my view, this is why Trump has run into so much hatred, so much antagonism against him, because it's not only the Democrats, it's also the what people refer to as the deep state that has been put into place by Barack Obama.
Yeah.
He had 8 years to appoint a lot of people, which are not elected offices, but they do have the power to make life miserable for any president in the executive branch. And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's still playing out. But hopefully President Trump will be reelected. I believe he will. That's my strong opinion on that. Mm-hmm. And during the last 4 years of his presidency, I am just hoping and praying that he will get a lot of Drano and pull the silver handle to flush all those people out of where they don't belong to begin with.
Yeah, amen, amen. I keep hearing usually conservative commentators bringing up, you know, about Hillary's emails and the destruction of evidence, and, you know, how it was Hillary's campaign that actually went to the Ukrainians to try and find dirt on Trump and interfered in the 2016 election. But yet there's no, you know, other than that, you know, Comey real quick, there's nothing there type thing.
Yeah.
It seems like the Republicans don't want to pursue that avenue of treasonous behavior. You know, and I don't understand that. I mean, unless they're complicit in it as well. You know, I mean, there's.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. I can't help but believe. I get back to the to some studies that I read through with regards to the kind of people that are attracted to Washington, D.C. as a career path. You've got those who are very interested in civil service in the classic sense. These people want to serve the American people, the best interest of we, the people. But then you have other people called sociopaths and psychopaths. Mm. These types of people are drawn to power in a very lustful, negative, satanic way. And it is these people that are entrenched within the Washington infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And they've been there for a while. They've attained management and leadership positions. And so it is these people, also known as a number of Republicans, that they don't want to rock the boat in any way, shape, or form. They don't want Trump to uncover all this stuff, even if they are called Republicans. Mm-hmm. So it's not a clear bifurcation of Democrats are bad, Republicans are good.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. it's a lot muddier than that. And that's what Trump is fighting. I mean, he's only one man. And I have to tell you, I cannot help but think that with all the success this singular one human being has had in Washington, with all the odds against him like they are, I cannot help but believe that he cannot have done what he's done without the direct intervention that we cannot see from God himself.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I cannot come up with any other answer.
Yeah. I mean, think about election night. You know, I didn't even watch the first hour or two of the reviews coming in. I can't remember what I was doing, but I was like, yeah, you know, it's probably going to be Hillary anyway. So, you know, then finally about 9 o'clock at night or something, I sat down, flipped it on to see just how it was playing out. And it was like, I'd flip between CNN and Fox, and Fox is, you know, talking about Trump took this state, Trump took this state, man, you know, he's got a chance at this. And CNN is like, what's happening? This can't be happening. It was like watching, you know, like, you know, what, if you had the Super Bowl and the one team is, you're watching their station broadcast it, and then you go to the other team, they're like, what's going on here? You
know, it was like, oh, exactly, it was, right.
I loved it. But,
you know. And what I loved also was when that one fella came out from the Democrat side and said, Hillary is unable to give her concession speech at the moment. She's indisposed. Oh, yeah, that's great. I just wonder what condition she was really in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, you mentioned Obama's 8 years. You know, I mean, let's talk about some of the stuff that still is not being investigated. You know, his use of the IRS as political weapon, right?
Yes,
sending
yes.
$1.5 billion in cash to Iran, you know, using his White House to supervise the spying of a political opponent has come out, you know, Donald Trump using, you know, he was using CIA and FBI assets. They have the notes that says, you know, the White House wants to stay informed on all this. You know, the FBI lying on the FISA documents to obtain search warrants to get all this stuff going. I mean, they even refused to look at, just not so much investment, just they didn't even want to look at the situation where Joe Biden, a sitting vice president, forced the Ukrainian president to fire a prosecutor. Oh, well, that doesn't matter, you know, type thing. It seems like Congress just doesn't want to look at anything except Trump. You know?
Yes.
Period.
That's,
I mean, they
right.
don't even take up Hunter Biden. You know, it's on the conservative commentators who are dealing with Hunter Biden and the Ukraine and China and all the money he's gotten from that. Why? I just don't understand why even the Senate doesn't want to take up an investigation.
Well, even not only all those singular type events, but Obama is very crafty. I mean, let's face it. Let's talk about Satan for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Satan knows the Bible better than you or I do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he lived it. He's also very smart. He's very clever. He's very crafty. And I don't want to overemphasize how smart Obama is, but he's no dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he did that I caught anyway, that most people are unaware of, is that he changed immigration laws in such a way as to fundamentally change the demographics of our country with the idea, looking forward to future elections, to where it's going to be harder and harder for Judeo-Christian believing people to control our own country. As an example, I never would have thought that I would see the day when we have Muslims in Congress.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not against Muslims per se. Okay. I mean, they are not the way, the truth, and the life by any stretch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they're just not. We all know that. But for example, Ilhan Omar, that lady who's causing all sorts of trouble and all sorts of accusations, who married her brother to get him in the country, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, she was elected in a specific district that was packed full of Somalians.
Yeah.
Okay, through our immigration policy that was created by Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Now, if it were not for Barack Obama, she would not be in Congress today.
Yeah.
So, but people don't connect these dots. And I always like to connect dots. Those are the dots that I've connected, which I believe are definitely true. And so we still are living in the effects of what Obama did during his 8 years. And we will continue to do so until all of the policies that President Donald Trump can be put into place and put into law and flush out all the deep state people. If he can accomplish that, then our country is going to be in tremendous shape for many, many years to come.
Yeah, amen, amen. Richard, I know sometimes people can't stay for the entire interview, so I want to take this moment. If someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or maybe do an interview such as this or order your book, how can they do that?
Well, there's two things you can do. Number one, you can purchase the book at two different places. The publisher is AdvantageBooks.com, and the link is ADV, that's Alpha Delta Victor Books.com, or you can also always get it at Amazon.com. And if there's any questions that you have, you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me through the publisher as well, because my press agent deals with my with the publisher.
Okay, cool. I'll put a link to all that in the show notes down below. Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's episode, where we've been interviewing Richard Ferguson about his book, Christians Alert, how, you know, the Democrats are attacking our country and what can we do about it. You need to come back tomorrow, because we are just now beginning to get into the meat of this interview. Tomorrow, Richard's going to lay out the claims in his book and basically present it as evidence in a court case. I mean, there's so many things that is just so wrong with what we see going on right now. And you need to be aware of it. Come back tomorrow. In the meantime, go down in the show notes down below. Click on the links. Get in touch with Richard and order his books. And we'll see you tomorrow. This is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.